Hey there. Ever tried grabbing a virtual object? Like really grabbing it? And just kind of moving it around however you want. What if instead of teleporting or using a joystick, you could navigate VR by literally pulling yourself through the environment?
That's the kind of out there thinking we're diving into today.
We're going deep on Pinch Move, this new navigation technique coming out of Keio University. They published some really cool research, and, you know, you all have sent it our way, so let's get into it.
Absolutely. We'll unpack how it works, what it's good at, and why it might just change the way we think about VR.
Because let's face it, moving around in VR, especially when you need real precision, that's always been a bit of a challenge.
It has. Think about it the way we usually navigate virtual worlds right now. It prioritizes either speed or avoiding motion sickness, not pinpoint accuracy.
Right. Teleportation, great for getting around quickly. Good luck trying to grab a specific book from a virtual shelf after you've just blinked across the room.
It's like your virtual hand turns into a claw. And while walking can be immersive, it needs a ton of space in the real world.
Not to mention trying to replicate those super fine movements, like turning a dial or picking up a small object. Forget about it. So where does Pinch Move come in? What's their approach?
Pinch Move is all about bridging that gap between speed and accuracy in VR. And they do it using a pretty ingenious method. Imagine reaching out and grabbing the virtual world itself.
Okay, now that's a visual. How does that translate to moving around, though?
Think of it like grabbing a rope and pulling yourself forward, backward, left, or right. Except in this case, the rope is invisible and you're not controlling a character. You're manipulating the entire virtual world around you.
So it's not just your avatar moving, it's like shifting your entire perspective.
Exactly. They call it viewport manipulation. It's almost like moving a magnifying glass over an image to see different parts, rather than moving the image itself.
That actually makes a lot of sense, and it addresses one of the big limitations of existing grab-and-move techniques, rotation. I've lost count of how many times I've ended up doing some awkward shuffle in VR just to turn around.
Right. With Pinch Move, imagine you're placing your hand on a virtual table and then smoothly pivoting your body around it. That's the kind of control and fidelity we're talking about here.
No more VR shuffle. I'm sold. But let's talk about how you actually use Pinch Move, because they explored a couple of different ways to do it. You can go with a one-handed approach or two hands.
Exactly. Unimanual or bimanual. The unimanual setup uses one hand for both movement and rotation, which keeps your other hand free to interact with objects. But what's really interesting is that the research showed that using both hands was noticeably faster and more accurate.
Why do you say that is? Is there something about using two hands that just clicks with our brains when it comes to spatial awareness?
That's what's so fascinating. It makes you wonder if our brains are inherently wired to understand spatial relationships better when we have two points of reference. Think about it, in real life, we use our hands to orient ourselves all the time. To steady ourselves, to gauge distance, to manipulate objects.
It's like our hands are constantly feeding our brains information about our surroundings. So using both in VR with a system like this just amplifies that, maybe.
Perhaps. It's something the researchers are keen to explore further.
Okay, but before we get too far ahead of ourselves, there's one major VR hurdle we haven't talked about yet. Motion sickness. You're in VR, everything's great, and then boom, you're hit with the dreaded VR wobbles. Not fun. Did the researchers address that?
They did, and they took it seriously. One technique they use is called tunneling.
Okay, tunneling. Are we about to get into some Matrix-level stuff here?
Not quite. It's actually very simple. When you start moving in VR with Pinch Move, your peripheral vision gently narrows, like you're focusing on what's directly in front of you. They actually did a whole pilot study to find the sweet spot for this tunneling effect.
So it's effective at reducing nausea, but doesn't feel jarring or disorienting. That's pretty cool. But did it actually work? I mean, was all this effort worthwhile? Was Pinch Move really the game changer they hoped it would be?
Well, the researchers ran a battery of tests, and what they found was pretty remarkable.
Give us the rundown. How did Pinch Move stack up against the competition?
So, they had participants go through a bunch of trials, comparing Pinch Move to traditional gamepad controls. And get this, they didn't just test one or two scenarios. They threw everything at them. Different levels of accuracy needed various positions, orientations, you name it. They really put Pinch Move through its paces.
Okay, but the real question is, did people actually prefer it? I mean, the gamepad is comfortable, familiar. It's what we're used to.
You'd think so, right? But the results were fascinating. Across almost all of the tests, Pinch Move held its own against the gamepad, especially the two-handed version. When it came to those really precise movements, the kind that would normally have you wrestling with a joystick, people were consistently faster and more accurate with Pinch Move.
So for those micro movements, for those moments where you need absolute control, Pinch Move is king.
It seems that way. And remember how we were talking about that heightened sense of spatial awareness with bimanual Pinch Move? Well, some participants even said that going back to a gamepad after using Pinch Move felt strange and disorienting.
Wow, that's wild. It's like they unlocked a new level of VR mastery and then got thrown back into the digital dark ages. But all those glowing reviews aside, there have to be some downsides, right? Nothing's perfect.
You're right. Every innovation has its quirks. A few people did mention that using Pinch Move could get a little tiring after a while. All that reaching and grabbing, even in VR, can take a toll on your hands and arms.
Yeah, that makes sense. It's like a workout for your fingers.
Yeah.
I can see how marathon gaming sessions might call for a few pinch breaks.
Speaking of control, there is a bit of a learning curve when it comes to speed and sensitivity. It takes a little time to adjust how your hand movements translate to speed in the virtual world. With a gamepad, you're just pushing a stick. But with Pinch Move, it's all about the nuance of your gestures.
So a bit more finesse required. Not quite pick it up and go like a gamepad. But even with those minor hiccups, the researchers seem to be onto something huge here. I mean, the potential applications for this kind of precise, intuitive VR movement are mind-blowing.
Absolutely. Imagine the possibilities in fields like architecture. Architects could design buildings with incredible detail, reaching out to adjust the placement of a window down to the millimeter, all in real time.
No more clunky menus or wrestling with a 3D cursor. Just pinch and drag. I love it.
Exactly. Or picture product designers sculpting virtual clay with their bare hands, manipulating a 3D model with a level of control that's just not possible with a joystick or a mouse.
Sign me up for that virtual pottery class.
Yeah.
But it's not just about creativity, is it? Think about the practical applications like training simulations.
Absolutely. Surgeons could practice complex procedures and VR astronauts could train for spacewalks, all with this incredible level of precision and realism. The researchers even suggested using Pinch Move for everyday tasks in VR, like browsing the web or designing apps.
So instead of fumbling with a virtual keyboard or clunky controllers, we could just pinch and pull our way through websites and documents. That's a game changer.
What's fascinating is that it speaks to something fundamental about the way we move and interact with the world. Pinch Move isn't just about making VR more fun or immersive. It's about tapping into our innate understanding of spatial awareness and translating that into the digital realm.
And that begs the question, what does this all mean for us?
Yeah.
You know, the users. You know, what's the big takeaway here?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? For me, the most exciting thing about Pinch Move is how it hints at a whole new era of VR interaction, one that moves away from those clunky attempts to mimic real-world controls and embraces something that feels much more natural, more intuitive.
It's like instead of learning how to use a tool, we're just doing.
Yeah, right. And it makes you wonder if this level of control and fidelity is possible with just our hands. What about incorporating full body movement? What if we could climb, crawl, or even dance our way through virtual environments using similar techniques?
Now that's a deep dive I would love to take. We're talking about truly blurring the lines between the real and the virtual. But it all circles back to that idea of tapping into something fundamental about how our brains understand movement and spatial awareness.
And that's what makes this research so exciting. Pinch Move might just be scratching the surface of what's possible when we start to explore those innate connections between our bodies and these virtual spaces.
It's like we're on the verge of a new language of VR interaction, one that our bodies already understand. And to think it all starts with a simple pinch. Well, on that note, we'll leave you to ponder the possibilities. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive into the world of Pinch Move. Who knows what incredible innovations await us just around the corner? Until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and most importantly, keep those VR headsets handy.